But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will show the world it was wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will show the world it was wrong about sin because they don't believe in me. He will show the world it was wrong about righteousness because I'm going to the Father and you won't see me anymore. He will show the world it was wrong about judgment because the world's ruler stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, but you can't handle it now. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He won't speak on his own, but he will say whatever he hears and will proclaim to you what is to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and proclaim it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. That's why I said that the Spirit takes what is mine and will proclaim it to you.
I really appreciate that the young Sunday school class sang, there's a song of love in your heart, there's a song of joy in your heart, there's a song of peace and hope in your heart. I appreciate that because that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Or those are some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you ever wonder if what's going on inside you, within our church, in our world, if you ask if it glorifies God, then that is the Holy Spirit. If it doesn't glorify Jesus, it is not the Holy Spirit. We Protestants make a lot of Pentecost. In some of the churches that I have served, everyone wore a red dress or a red blouse or red pants or red jackets on Pentecost Sunday, a sea of red. In one of the churches I served, they would hang the streamers like the kids had, they would hang those from the ceiling. And so as the fan was running during the service, there would be that continual sound like dove's wings. In one of the churches I served, we had a birthday cake every year for the birthday of the church. They did not, however, have around 2,000 candles on that cake. We enjoy Pentecost. It's not just another day. But we don't always agree on what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Sometimes we like to divide up and we say, okay, you've got the Spirit. Let's see. You've got the Spirit. Questionable. So we decide who stays in and who's out. Or we decide in which churches the Holy Spirit resides or abides and where it doesn't. The truth of the Holy Spirit is that it didn't come for us as individuals. It came for the church of Christ. It came that the church of Christ will be alive. Not me individually, not you individually. We are given the Holy Spirit for the benefit of Christ's church. We know the story. Layla shared it with us. Ella read it with us. And there was that rush of wind. There was that fire on the head. Singed hair tussled because who of us wants fire on our head? Maybe staggering a little with the power that we're given. And then talking a mile a minute, talking so fast that maybe part of what they were saying didn't make sense because no one could interpret that fast. I can't talk that fast, by the way. But they were speaking in ways that they hadn't done before, speaking in ways that other people were able to understand them. And that was for the body of Christ, the church of Christ. And I think that's why the scripture tells us how many people were baptized that day. Because that was the beginning of the church. Now, you yourself, I myself, we ourselves need to believe, but it's not so that I get into heaven faster. Our belief grows the church of Christ. When we think about how they were speaking, there's a connection here with the Hebrew scripture. And that is when the Tower of Babel fell, people could no longer understand each other. They were speaking different language. They couldn't communicate very well anymore. And what happens on Pentecost Sunday, what happened that day, is that the Spirit brought everyone together so that they were speaking different languages, but everyone could understand what was going on. The power of the Holy Spirit has that. The power of the Holy Spirit is such that it can take that which is broken or split or divisive and bring it together. And that is what we're praying for the United Methodist Church at this point. We must never, as individuals, be smug about the gift that we're given. Early in my faith walk, in my late 20s, early 30s, the charismatic movement was really moving. And there were all kinds of judgments about whether one really had the Holy Spirit if they couldn't do things like speak in tongues. If their life wasn't one of exuberance, then they really didn't have the Holy Spirit. We were making those kinds of judgments. But that's our brokenness. Pentecost was originally celebrated as a part of the harvest. The Spirit, when you are sleeping, caused things to grow. And we can pray for the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit comes because we have faith. I did a disciple Bible study, first time I ever led it. One of the women in the group said, I want to see the Holy Spirit. I want to see, like Moses did, that bush burning without being consumed. I want to see God's power. I want to see something really dramatic in order for me to really be convinced. And those kinds of things must be powerful. But when you think of a life that is broken and seems beyond hope, and that life becomes turned around, you know the power. In the olden days, back when Christianity was quite young, there was a woman who had devout faith. And she raised her son in the church. She raised him so that he would know the scriptures, so that he would know what was right and what was wrong, and no matter what she did, her son just went his own way. It kind of sounds like the Good Samaritan story, but it's not that one. He went his way and he partied. And he did all of those things that he had been taught not to do. And the mother continued to pray for him. She did not lose hope. Because hope is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. She never lost hope. And when she was weak, she knew that the Holy Spirit was interceding for her. When she might have some doubts, the Holy Spirit was there for her. And today, we know that man as one of the greatest theologians of our early Christian history. His experience of hearing the word and turning away from the word and living a life that was not good and being relieved from that to live a life that was holy, a life that was Spirit-led. We know him as Augustine. Each of the scriptures this morning speak about this Holy Spirit, and Paul speaks about those times when we don't know what to say, when our pain is so deep that we can't even give words to how we feel, and how the Holy Spirit then does go to Christ and go to the Father for us. I'm trying to find our graduates. These next weeks are going to be weeks for you that are full of celebration. You'll be going to, you'll be having your own parties and you'll be going to other parties. You're finally going to be graduated from school. Thought that day would never come. And there are going to be those moments for you that are filled with joy. But anyone here can also attest to the reality that there are going to be moments of deep pain and deep loss and being afraid. You've got many, many more years ahead of you than you do behind. Your parents have given you the best of themselves to bring you to this point. The best of themselves was the teaching of the church, and I will tell you, I hope this isn't pride, but I confirmed each one of these graduates. Abe and Austin were in my first confirmation class. Emma was in my second. Haven't confirmed yet the third class. But I know how you process who God is and that role in your lives. And you'll continue to process that throughout your life. The word for you and the word for us today is that God is with you always. God will be with you whether you feel that or not. If you ever doubt it, read Psalm 139. You come to a transition in your life. We celebrate that with you, and we will continue to pray for you. Amen.
The Holy Spirit was sent to increase our compassion and make us glad to spread good news by caring for those in need. Let us enter into the discipline of giving as a work of the Holy Spirit within us. Join me in the prayer of thanksgiving as it is printed on the screen above. Precious Lord, we hunger for the light and strength that the Holy Spirit can bring. Lead us and strengthen us as we learn to be with us. Fill us with the breath of your Spirit and in your hearts. Take our lives as proof of our faithfulness. Take our gifts as proof of our love.
You may be seated. Let me share with you some prayer concerns. Dan Evans, who is Sue's brother-in-law, Randy's brother, died last night with, he had cancer, so we want to keep him in our prayers. Phil Holly was in earlier and asked for prayers, continued prayers for his mother as she heals, and also prayers for himself. It's the anniversary of his father's death, and it's a difficult time for him. Also, I'd like to lift up an event that's going to be happening this afternoon. The Sauk Prairie High School students are holding a Stomp Out Stigma walk and event that is it's to help prevent suicide. We pray that that is successful for them. Are there other people or situations? Yes. Okay, Tim has cancer. Yeah, okay. Tim Peterson, Chris's brother, has been diagnosed with cancer in his colon. Let us pray. Lord, listen to your children praying. Today we pray for your church in the world and for all who are in need. We thank you for what you have done for us. We pray for health and wholeness for the people of your creation in every land. We pray for those who would be witnesses to faith in Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are estranged from the church. We pray for ourselves that we would always have the strength to walk in your ways. We pray for people who face injustice day by day, for those who are on the streets, for those who are affected by divorce, for those who struggle with addiction to anger, fear, illness, or alcohol or drugs. We pray for all of those who have asked for prayer in this congregation this morning. We pray for Tim that his diagnosis will offer him the treatment that he needs for health. We pray for Alice as she continues to get stronger following her stroke. We pray for Dan Evans' family as they walk through the difficult days. We pray that all of the people, all of the Evans, will come to meet this death as one of grace and final health. We pray for the young people who are working to make suicide something that we can talk about rather than whisper, that talking about it would make us more attentive to those who are despairing and in pain. We pray for those who lead us. Hear our prayer for those who grieve. For those who have no words, intercede for them. And gracious God, we pray for this community of faith, for those who come to worship each week and for those who aren't able to. We pray for the young and the old. We pray for the newcomers and the long familiar faces. We pray for those who are regulars and those who are guests this morning. Your mercy is great enough for all of us, O God. So we pray in thanksgiving for the life that you give us, the promises in Jesus Christ. And we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Please stand and join in singing our closing song, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry, number 2051 in the Black Hymnal. The words will also be on the screen.
To everyone here this morning, to our graduates, may you have the commitment to go into the world, being led by the great spirit of hope and imagination, to see the gifts and achievements that the Almighty Creator has given you. May you have the courage to live your impossible dreams so that they will become possible. May you strive towards excellence in all that you do and be loud to raise your voice to pronounce justice and peace in the world. Go with your head in the clouds of ambition toward making a life that is better for all, as well as yourself. And may we all carry with us the power of God's Holy Spirit down whichever path we go. Amen. Now I'm going to have you turn toward each other. I mean, turn towards the center of the sanctuary. And we're going to have this side sing Shalom to you, to this side, and then these people will sing it to you.